Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good morning, everybody. Dermot Whelan here. I'm in for Oliver today. Friday, the 5th of December, don't you know? I'm with you until 1 p.m. It's Toy Show Day. Can you believe it? Finally came around. Let us know what you're planning to do for it tonight and let us know what you're thinking in all the usual ways. You can text 51551. You can WhatsApp 087 032 32 32, or you can send longer and more complicated thoughts to us in by email to oliver@rte.ie. We have a cracking show for you this morning. No more sleeps. Today is the day. It's Toy Show Day. It's finally here. I really think we should get another bank holiday for today. I thought my suggestion went in. But look, we'll have to, just enjoy the day, enjoy the preparation. There was no parking today in RTÉ because of all the elves and Paddy's little helpers here for the Toy Show tonight. Brendan Donoghue has been over to visit the set and talk to some of the kids taking part tonight. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up a little bit later on. Plus, Baz Ashmawi is here and he needs your help. It's with something to do with his job. He isn't like just trapped under something heavy. We'll hear about an Edwardian gem in Dublin city centre and the colourful characters who have graced the doors of a very old establishment. Plus, we have our What's Another Year quiz with a great prize up for grabs today. But of course, RTÉ has revealed the theme of this year's toy show. It is going to be none other than the beloved Christmas favourite, The Grinch. Audiences will be transported to Whoville as the toy show stage is transformed into a world of green mischief and magic inspired by Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Here's a reminder of The Grinch's world.
Inside a snowflake, like the one on your sleeve, there happened a story you must see to believe. Way up in the mountains, in the high range of Pontoos, lay the small town of Whoville, the home of the Whos. Ask any Who, and they'll have this to say: there is no place like Whoville around Christmas Day.
That's a good one. That's nice. It's Christmassy. I think it's a solid choice. Great buzz around the place in here today, I have to say. In fact, yesterday, there was the orchestra was actually practicing in the room next to us here, playing all kinds of Christmas tunes. It was wall to wall Christmassy in here this week. And you know what? Talking about Whoville, it is all about Who, because it's a who's who. And there's a man who has recorded a very special voiceover, especially for this year's 2025 extravaganza show. Here he is in one of his most iconic roles.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
That's what he'll be saying to the children tonight on set. Yes, Liam Neeson, star of Taken and the like. Basically every movie where someone close to him goes missing. He's going to be doing a very special voiceover this evening. So that is not to be missed. We will all be watching it in my house, of course. Let us know if you're going to be tuning into it as well. If you've got anything planned, do you have traditions? Does everyone have to be in their jammies? Are there particular things that you all have to eat? 51551. My daughter has arranged a sleepover with her pals, so I guess I'll be booted out into another part of the house. But second screens are all being polished and prepared because, you know, you can't just watch the one screen. You've got to be commenting on absolutely everything as it happens. The kettle has been taken in for a service just to make sure nothing goes wrong and the tea doesn't run short. 15 kinds of junk have been bought in. In fact, word was spreading around the production team earlier this morning, excitedly, Schkittamini Ahasuring, because tubs of roses, heroes, Quality Street and Mars celebrations that are normally priced at $6.99 are on sale today for only $3.50 each in Lidl. The team were very determined that I get that in. And you can just tell them in Lidl that Dermo sent you, and you get another €2 off. That last bit is totally untrue. But try it anyway. See what happens. It reminds me of that time. Do you remember the story when a random woman ended up roaming the RTE campus looking for a supermarket that didn't appear to exist? Do you remember that? She was following Google Maps, which was telling her that there was a Lidl in here somewhere. And in a way, Google Maps was right, because there is a Lidl, but it's in Carrigstown in Fair City, and it's entirely fictional. But Google Maps didn't know. So there she was, roaming around the car park looking for the Lidl. It'd be like roaming Manhattan looking for a latte in Central Perk, you know. So some kind soul had to explain to the poor woman that the supermarket she was looking for wasn't actually real. Hopefully she didn't try and drown her sorrows in McCoy's pub, which, as we all know, is the most depressing pub in Ireland. Anytime I see it on the telly, I'm thinking, oh my God, I've had to spend a night in there. And they're always in there too, in the afternoon, aren't they? I guess in this day and age, even in a fictional pub, it looks weird to see people in there in the afternoon. But speaking of TV pubs, I used to actually work on a show called Ballycus Angel years ago. Do you remember that? It was on Sunday nights, set in the fictional town of Ballycus Angel, somewhere in Wicklow. A sum to the barmaid and the priest were getting it on. It was kind of gently scandalous. Do you remember? It's what we used to combat the fear before Room to Improve arrived and Dermot Bannon made everything okay and, you know, papered over the cracks emotionally for us. But I remember the exteriors for that show, Ballycus Angel, were mostly in Avoca in Wicklow. But the interiors, including the famous Fitzgerald's pub in that show, were in Ardmore Studios in Bray. I was what they call an assistant director, which meant I walked around shouting, "Rolling and quiet, please," a lot. And I made actors cups of tea. But every now and again, the crew would stay back after work and we'd have drinks on the set, which was tremendously exciting. You'd never get away with that now, of course. But hey, it was the 90s. Back then, it was all boy bands and binge drinking at work. We didn't know ourselves. Anyway, it was a fully functioning bar, even though it was a set. It did, the taps all worked and there was coolers and all that kind of thing. And it did work like a normal bar, particularly the Guinness. You see, if you were an actor, this was the secret, you know, this was one of the trade secrets in acting. If you were an actor with, let's say, a fondness for the drink, you would suggest to the director that your character should be a Guinness drinker. I think my character would be a porter drinker, because props departments found it very difficult to concoct a non-alcoholic alternative that looked convincing on camera. And they tried everything, you know, like putting cream on top of Ribena and all these kinds of things. So they had to give up. So if you were an actor sitting at the bar, like many of these actors tend to be in those kinds of shows, you could just sit there with the real thing and do take after take until by take 12, you were slurring through your script. Of course, 0.0 drinks now have put a stop to all those actory shenanigans these days. But I remember one thing that always happened, though, if you were settling in and having a few drinks on the set, a drunken brain just couldn't cope with the fact that the toilets in Fitzgerald's pub were, like the Carrigstown Lidl, also entirely fictional. So I remember people just kept barreling through the toilet door only to find that it was a storeroom filled with lamps and all kinds of other gear before eventually heading off to find the actual toilet in the building, only to have another drink and do the same thing all over again. So it's one of those memories that stuck in my mind. Thank goodness there were no actual pretend toilets in there. I think they probably would have used those as well. But moving from drink to food, Emer MacLysett is writing in the Irish Times today, saying that it is now roast season and nobody is happier than her because she describes herself as one of Ireland's foremost carvery experts. I think the carvery is making a bit of a comeback. I think it had a bit of a slump in recent years. I think maybe, you know, around the time of COVID and all that, maybe it lost some of its sheen. But I think talking to people at the moment, I think we're getting a little bit more excited about carveries again. And sure, why not? Anyway, Emer in the Irish Times shares her tips for the perfect carvery. Number one, she says, a carvery space needs to be welcoming and the queue for it should be orderly. You don't want queue jumpers or people hogging the meat
distribution. Fair enough. Yes, it needs to be orderly and you don't want people pushing their way ahead of you. Particularly because I think we tend to bring our mammies, we tend to bring the elderly members of our community out for an owl carvery, and you don't want them to be getting shouldered out of the way. Secondly, Emer says, at least two decent potato options should be on offer. Mash and roasties are the mainstays. I'd have to argue with her there and say that two is not enough for Irish people. I would say seven potato options are essential for an Irish carvery. Mash, boiled, roasties, baby potatoes, chips, croquettes, waffles, crisps, whatever you're having yourself. I think get them all in there. You can never have too many spuds in an Irish carvery. She says mash should be well seasoned and not too wet. I would agree. Portioning out the mash with an ice cream scoop is welcome, but not imperative, she says. I don't know, there's something kind of hospital about mash dished out to you on an ice cream scoop, but Emer seems to think it's part of the experience. Extra potato options are always welcome, she says, especially for any vegetarians in the group. And I think that's such an Irish approach to dealing with frustrated vegetarians, isn't it? What are you complaining about? Isn't there loads of potatoes? There's seven different kinds of potatoes there. And she says, gravy distribution is key. I have to agree, Emer. Some of the best carveries that she has visited have implemented what she calls a double delivery system, which, listen carefully, entails applying a gravy between layers of food and then again over the top. So there's your double delivery system between layers of food and then again over the top. Absolutely sign me up for that. I agree. A sentence no one has said ever in Ireland. Sorry, that's too much gravy. We will never say that. So I think let's get the gravy in there and make sure that we have extra. Also, I would suggest to carvery owners, and these are my thoughts, not Emer's, stop cooking the meat into the middle of next year. If I want a leather boot, I'll go to the Doc Martens shop. Is it too much to ask for a bit of medium rare, lads? And another thing I can't be dealing with at a carvery is the wet tray. I'm always shocked by it. I was in one the other day. Just this week I was in a carvery. Water all over the tray. Do you not have a tea towel, lads? The plates are sliding all over the place and the old napkin is drenched. So let's dry the trays and make it a good overall carvery experience. I think you're probably getting hungry now at the thoughts of all this wonderful food. Tonight is, of course, the biggest night of the year for the Late Late Toy Show. But they will be down a show in the new year, the regular Late Late, because they won't be doing a Late Late Eurosong special now that Ireland will not participate in next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Listen, Ireland could get used to not being in finals, though, in fairness. We have won the competition seven times, but we also know what it's like to kind of not be there in the later stages. You know, if any of our training with football tournaments have taught us anything, it's okay that we can see these things and not be a part of it. But and I wonder, will people just... you know, when it comes to the Eurovision, will people actually just flick over and watch it on another channel, or will they not watch it at all? But on the subject of the Late Late Show Eurosong special, what will the Late Late replace it with? There's a big hole now in the schedule. Of course, they've done the Valentine special, the country music special. What about a Late Late K-pop special? No, thanks. Good old-fashioned Battle of the Bands. I'd be up for that. I think so. Yeah, I'd like to see good old Battle of the Bands. I don't think you can have enough live music. The Late Late's Got Talent. You could do something like that. You know what? You know one thing I would love to see brought back, and maybe it's something we could work in to this gap in the Late Late Show for next year that Eurosong have left. I would love to see this come back. Oh, yes. That poor quality MP3 from the internet can only mean one thing. That is stars in their eyes, if you could make that out. Do you remember that show? Like, I don't know whether it's one of these things that just nostalgia in the back of my brain makes it feel like it was amazing, but I think it was amazing. Remember that? Matthew Kelly towering over his guests as Tony, a bricklayer from Leeds, says, "Tonight, Matthew, I will be Celine Dion." And you'd be like, "Yes! Go, Tony the bricklayer." And then all the smoke would fill the stage. Those doors would slide open and out would come Tony. And you'd think, oh my God, he really does look like Celine Dion. So remember, it was amazing. So maybe that's something that we could do. Maybe we could see famous faces from RTE become other people, walk out through the smoke. You never know. Could be like Marty Morrissey as John Bon Jovi. And there's no limit to the potential. So I tell you what, I'll put it in the RTE suggestion box and see what they think. Anyway, what do you think? Is there anything that you'd like to see? Is there a type of late, late show special that you'd like to see replace the Eurosong one? 51551 or 0870 32 32 32. There's a song that's been knocking around my head this week, mostly because one of my teenagers was playing it. And I was like, where the hell did you get that from? And it's one of those songs that just kind of makes you feel good. And I really like it. It's The Sundays. Here's Where the Story Ends.